this one to the other. The question is, Amai, how come the two shutev, why could one shutev say for the other shutev, the Chura Noikim Viedusinheim? One shutev is a Nageya Viedus. The Rashi says, Rasbam, Midin Zel Zer Noikim Viedusinheim. The whole Zaman Shleichol Kulagamri, Kol Zaman these partners did not divide up completely. In Yitol Shum Aro Klumin Atode, what's the problem? That one of the shutevim is in trouble. That somebody wants to take away his share. Now that share will be taken away from him is Yasidu Shneim. Those shutevim will end up losing. If so, when the other shutev now says Edis for his friend, V'nimtud Liyatzmoy Meid, he's like saying Edis for himself, he can help it out for himself. Like this, the shutev may lose his half, and he'll also lose a part of it. So how could you trust one partner to say Edis on his friend? Look where he's called in a gay Edis, he has what to gain from this Edis. Would you be afraid maybe he's lying? So our answer is, Hokav Amai Askinen. You know what we're talking about over here? Tikosev Le Dinu Dvorim. We're talking about that one shittuf, the one that's saying Edis now, wrote up and said, like, that I have nothing to do with this property anymore. So, like, whether it's taken away or whether the other shittuf keeps it, he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose. Rashi says, because of lay, I made it that the shittuf, the partner that wants to say Edis now, he says Edis, lahai machzik, to the one that be machzik, wants to keep the field. And saying that dinu dvorim ein li moch b'chol hasoda, I have nothing to do with this field anymore. The afilu al chelki, even on my chelik, shakel shaloch, everything belongs to you. So since the partner like gave up his rights to the field and gave it over to his friend, since so he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose. So that's the case that now this shutuf to say edis for the other one. For the gemara v'chikosav loy mahevei, even if this Reuven wrote off his share to his friend. To the other shutev, what is so what? The Tanya we learn, hoy melachavero. Somebody says to his friend, dinu dvorim ein li asadizu. I have nothing to do with this field. Dinu dvorim ein li asadizu. Or else he says, vi ein li esegbo. I have nothing to do with this field. Or else vi yodi misulekes himenu. My hand is taken away from this field. Is lo yomaklum? It says here, loshen like lo yomaklum. It doesn't mean anything. In other words, you have to give it over to Lushin and Matana. You have to really give it to him. But just saying these Lushins, they mean nothing, the Rashbam says. Hayim al-Khaver means to shut it. If one partner says to his other partner, listen, that from now on I want nothing to do with you, or else my hand is taken away, that means nothing. You didn't give it to him a terrorist of Matana. The Rashbam says, Kolemar, lo yeheli esek bo, I want no business with you anymore. From this we hear, what I mean to say is everything should belong to you. You didn't speak it out. Or else also Lushin, since you're a partner, and you have a share in this field, stand the fact he's saying you're not going to have any chelik in this thing anymore, that means nothing. The fact I say I'm not going to have any more means nothing. That's not called the lashon of a matana. Like you own it, and you have to give it away to your friend for a matana. So you have to speak out a lashon matana. Here it's just down, like Rashi says, a lashon tefilahu. Halavai shlo yehli. It's just I'm saying halavai. I should have nothing to do here. But it's not a real lashon of a hakno. Therefore, the din is layom aklum. You're still a shutev here. You still own your share. If so here, how could you say that Yodim Misalekis makes the shutev or his partner? He has nothing to gain, nothing to lose. No, he's still a partner, and he has what to gain, he has what to lose here. Tomorrow it says, Hocha b'mayaskino, you know, we're talking about over here, kishakonu miyodoi, that the shutev now made a kinyan. When Reuven told Shimon, listen, I want nothing to do with this property anymore. Like I'm giving up my share, he didn't just say dinu dvorim ein li asadizu, but he made a kinyan about it. He made a kinyan suda. They shakonu miyodei. They made a kinyan. They made a kinyan. Then we say he really means it, that he wants to give it over. He's given up his share. Therefore, he has nothing to do with it. The Rashbam says shakonu miyodei shutav chaveru shakonu miyodei bekinyan suda. Like I made a kinyan suda. I gave over the handkerchief. Vashtadika kinyan moila tanai. Now that I made a kinyan, so when I make this tonight and I speak out and say, I want nothing to do with this field, it means something. You made a kinyan on it, So the kinyan is that you're giving your portion away to your friend. The Gemara still says no. Even if he made a kinyan here, so what? It's like you're selling this property to your friend. But still there's a klal that if you have chayvos, let's say this Shimon that gave away his portion to the other shutef to Reuven. But if Shimon owes people money and he doesn't have to pay them back, so his baal chayvos will come and collect from this field that he sold to Reuven. So when Shimon, even though he gives up his portion to Reuven, still Shimon has to do with this property as a gain. How could Shimon say this, that this property really belongs to Reuven? Because if the property will be taken away from Reuven, then if Shimon has a baal chayv, the baal chayv will not be able to collect the money from that karka. But if the property stays by Reuven, then even though Shimon sold it to Reuven, but at least Shimon's baal chayvos will come and collect from that property. If so, Shimon should still be called a megay b'yadis. He has what to gain if the property stays beyond Reuven. That's the kasha rei mamidoi b'fnei baal chayvos. That still Shimon, by saying this eidit, is gaining on the deal. He's letting the field be in front of his baal chayv so they'll collect from it. Yomar Rovin, Bar Shmuel, Mishmei Dishmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Hamoich Esod Elechaverish Leidach Rayis, if you sell your field to your friend without Achrayis, Ein Meyed Leyoleho, you can't say eidit on it. If there's a question later if the field should be taken away or not, you can't say eidit. Even though you sold it without Achrayis, so since it was sold without Achrayis, according to here then, you're not called a Megeva Dover. Because you sold it without any obligations. That means even if it's taken away from the Lekech, he can't come back to you. So you have nothing to lose. So why can't you say Eidus? The reason is because you're still called a Megeva B'Eidus. Because you have something to gain. When you sell this field to somebody else, let's say you have Baal Chayvus. You borrowed money from somebody last month. And you don't have money to pay back now, so when he comes to collect his money, he could collect from this lakech. The one that bought the field off you, your baal chayv has a right to collect from it. So therefore, you call the negei b'edus. Like you would like to see that this field really stays by this lakech that you sold it to, in order that when your baal chayv has come, they'll have where to collect from. So it's kasha b'yos again. How could our Mishnah say that two shutfim? One shutif is allowed to say edus on the other one. Luchur, he's a negeya b'edus. He has what to gain on the deal. Even if he was makna, like he sold his portion to the other shutif, but still his baal chayvus will be able to come and collect it. So he still wants to see that the karka belongs to the shutif. So he's a negeya b'dover. He has what to gain. The Gemara answers, Hok of a mayas kinon. You know what we're talking about over here. The kibbul aleach rayis. That this Shimon, when he sold this karka to the shutif, he was makabel achrayis upon it. No. That he has responsibility. That if it's taken away, he has to pay back. The Ram says, the kibbul achrayis, hai shutif lechaveron, mima shehiknuloi. Again, Reuven, Shimon the shutif, gave over his portion, was makna his portion to the other shutif. Was makna it to Reuven. And he took with makabel upon himself achrayis. I will soon explain what type of achrayus it is. He is not being made anything, but he has nothing to gain on the deal. Because on the side, his character is taken away from the shutter, he's going to have to pay him back. So he has nothing to gain at all. The kibbalei achrayus. The Gemara says, what type of achrayus? Achrayus the man. Inayim achrayus the yal, if you say achrayus in anywhere. In other words, I'm selling you now or giving you my portion. And I take responsibility that no matter what happens to it, and if anybody in the world comes and tries to take it away from you, I'll pay you back. If so, if that's the achrayus, you and the kabbal, if so, then kol shechein the michalei. Then for sure you call the negei v'edis. For sure you want to make sure to see that this property should stay in the shutif hands. Because if the property will be taken away from the shutif, you have achrayus. You're going to have to pay him back the money. So for sure you're going to lose out then. So for sure you should want to see the property stay in shutif's hands. So what kind of answer is this? The fact you're makabel achrayus. So my answer is, elo achrayus yoftilei mach mosei. That's like this. In other words, that you're makabel achrayus, I'm giving this present now to my shutif. And I tell the shutif that if the karka is taken away from you, from my baal chayvus, like if my baal chayvus come and take it away from you, I'll pay you back. If so, now the mice is not in the gay b'edis here. He's not on the gay b'edis anymore. This Shimon. What happened? Shimon had a kahi, he had a shutzit. He had partners. And he gave up his partnership, he sold it back to Reuven. Now this property, when he sold it to Reuven, he was makabel achrayim. But on this side, his baal choyv has come and take it away from you, Reuven, I'll pay you back. So now the maisi has nothing to gain, this Shimon. And if the property is going to be taken away from Reuven by somebody else, so what? Then Shimon doesn't lose out at all. What are you telling me? He'll lose out though, that his baal choyv can't take it away. But even if his Baal Chayvus could take it away, still he loses out. Because no matter what, when the Baal Chayvus takes it away from this Reuven, Reuven has the right to come back to Shimon. That was the Achrayah Shimon accepted. Shimon accepted Achrayah to Reuven that if the field is taken away from you, Reuven, because of me, because of my Baal Chayvus, someone take it away from you, okay, I'll pay you back. So Shimon has nothing to gain. If the Baal Chayvus find the karka, don't find the karka, it's the same thing. If they do find the karka, so Shimon's going to have to pay back Reuven. Because they don't find the karka, Shimon will have to pay back the Baal Chayv. So anyway, Shimon has to pay back, so he has nothing to gain. Therefore, he's not called on the Negei B'Yedis. Now it's a problem that a third party wants to take away this field. On that, Shimon wasn't the Kabbalah Christ. So whether the field stays by Reuven or not, Shimon has nothing to gain. Therefore, he's not called on the Negei B'Yedis. Therefore, we believe in he's allowed to say Yedis, that he knows the field really belongs to Reuven. Is it true what we're saying that when the shutev is masalik himself, even with the kinyan, he gives up his portion? He doesn't own it anymore. Is that true? V'atanya, we learn the people in the city, a sefer Torah was stolen from them. The lachar is ein donin v'dainei oisir. If we want to now capture the ganef, the one that stole it, stole the Sefer Torah, so we can't take that ganef in front of a dayan from the city. Because then Negei B'Yedis. Because since the Sefer Torah like belongs to the city, so anybody in the city is Negei B'Yedis. The same thing, V'ein Levi and Raya, Mayan Sheyoisir. No agent can say this from people living in the city. Because they're all Negei B'Yedis. They have to gain. It's their Sefer Torah. So therefore, they're saying Aedis to keep the Sefer Torah. Therefore, we can't believe them. Now, the question is why? The Yemisa, if you're going to tell me there's an Eitzah. L'salka v'etrei minayu, let two people from the city like walk out and say, we have nothing to do with the Sefer Torah. We're giving up our schus in the Sefer Torah. And they'll make a kinyan. And therefore, v'ladayni, and let them paskin. And here's mashmino, nothing doing. Nobody from this city can be a dayan or can be Eitzah. So you see, there's no way to depart yourself from the partnership. Doctor, you told me in Al-Gemara that partners could depart by making a kinyan. So Marcel, I'll tell you, Shani Sefer Torah Delishmiyakoi. A Sefer Torah is different. You can't depart from a Sefer Torah because you need it. When they learn the Sefer Torah, you have to hear. You have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So when they learn the Torah, you're having enjoyment from it. So therefore, you can't give up your shutvah. You can't say you're not going to use the Sefer Torah anymore. You have to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. If you own property, you could be metallic yourself and give up your part. You should have say, I don't own it anymore. It's yours. Or it's a Sefer Torah, you can't say it. This was from Sefer Torah, there's no proof. So, okay. Toshima, come in here. It says, somebody told somebody, I want you to give $100 to the people of my city. So, and that's a shalit, if he gave it or not, so if they took the money or not, is a donin b'dayin le'yosir. That the yonim in this city can't pass on the shiloh. Because they're in a gay behavior. And since they live in a city, the money is going to go to them. They'll gain from the money. So they're not gay. And the same thing, people in the city can't say Aedis either. Because they're in a gay behavior. The money has to do with them. The question again is why? Let two people depart themselves, take themselves out of the city, and not give up their share in the money. They'll say we have nothing to do with that money. And therefore, v'ladainu, and let them be dayonim, they won't be negei b'yedus. So again, you see, you can't give up your share. Tomorrow says, no, maybe you could. But again, hachinami v'sefer Torah. Here we're talking about the money was given for sefer Torah. So sefer Torah, everybody in the city needs. You can't say you're giving up your share in the sefer Torah. You need it. So here, you can't give up. But by property, you could give up your share. Tosh Shema coming here, it says, hoi mer tinu mono, liyaniya iri, if somebody says, give $100, to the Aniyim in my city, so ain't donin b'dayin the yosir, that the Yonim of this city can't say this. They wrote there again, they're called the Gebedover, they're called. He against the again, the people in this city can't say it. So first of all, the question is, with Hisbro, Aniyim Shakli, Dini Mitzvah, here anyway, Takasha. Like you just said, $100 should go to the Aniyim, to the poor people. So the Dayonim take rich people to be Dayonim. Then they have nothing to do with this money. So why are all the Dayonim in the city possible? The L.A. Maradi has to say like this. Ain Donin the Dini Aniye Oysoir. It only means, if an Oni wants to be a Dayan, he can't be a Dayan on this money, because he's a Negeya Beedus, Negeya. Because since the money was given to them, so they can't be the Dayan about this money. And V'yein Mevi'in Raya Me'aniya Oysayir. It also means you can't say this from the Aniyim of the city, because the Aniyim, they're Negeya Beedus. Here money was given over to the Aniyim, so they're Negeya. Question is again, V'yamai, why? L'stalko v'etrein avshaya v'ledainu. Again, let two even poor dayonim be the solace themselves, let them be dayonim. So when it says, Hochinami, the Sefer Torah again, the money was given for Sefer Torah. If so, V'yamai korvulu aniyim, why do they say we gave the money to the aniyim for, if they meant to give the money for Sefer Torah? So where it says, one third says, V'yakoyl eitz Sefer Torah aniyim, we're all called aniyim, k'neged Sefer Torah. No, we don't know that, we don't know Torah. Rashi says, "Respam she'akol tzrichim loy." Everybody needs a sefer Torah. The derech bnei yodim likroy bnei yiroy aniyim kishen them sefer Torah. The aniyim god loser. If the city doesn't have a sefer Torah, that's called a poor city. A poor city. Therefore, if somebody's giving money to the city to buy a sefer Torah, he has the right to say this money should go to the aniyim, because the people of this city is called an oni. The boy is saying, "No, there is no liyolim kriptoni aniyim amish." But no, the person meant to give the money, $100, to poor people. And uveyaniyei deram yalayu. We're talking about right now to the people that have to take care of the aniyim. Rashbam says, "Yiboy yisem liyerlam kol abraisa katoni aniyim mamish marmi uvedayni yishenem aniyim kama dimisulei." Then the question is why? There it says, "Yaniyei deram yalayu al dayni yir pirish ashiru yir beforash viyozil dashen again viyed the same." In other words, the Dayanim, the rich people, they are the ones that have to take care of the Aniyim. So they're also on the Geya. If this money goes to the Aniyim, they'll free themselves from paying the Aniyim. If this money does not go to the Aniyim, they'll have to pay the Aniyim. So again, they're considered the Geya Beedus. We must say in the Masoret, Uvay Aniyei Derom Yalayu. We're talking about that these Dayanim have to support the Aniyim. So therefore, this money is not Geya to them. What's the case talking about? A gift is a certain amount. As Ram says, the cost of the year. The call echad kam yitin lenu year, mishaloi b'chol shana m'shanom.